Let's pick up Mark in Portland, Oregon, and he's got a question about his thyroid, which I guess was removed surgically. Are you there, Mark?
Yes, I am, Dr. Marshall.
Okay, buddy, and how old a man are you?
51.
Okay.
Feeling like 100.
Well, that's not good. Well, and you're suspicious that it might link to the fact you had your thyroid out, huh?
Yes, I am highly suspicious.
And I think you're quite reasonably suspicious. You're on a medication now. What are you taking?
At this point in time, 200 micrograms of levothyroxine.
Oh, well, that's a better choice than Synthroid.
Well, I was on Synthroid for a while.
Yeah, well, you know, there's so much research that doesn't support that as being the best support for the body, simply because it is synthetic one agent when there's actually about 23 different compounds produced by the thyroid. So I think you're a little better off with levothyroxine, but I think you'd be a lot better off if you went also onto some thyroid complex. And, you know, the thyroid is the most robust gland in the body. If a little teeny bit was left somewhere, it can regenerate itself. So that is an awesome thing. You know, it just depends. But what I'd be looking to is why this happened and trying to get what the body needs so that you can feel like 25 instead of 100. How's that?
And that would be most welcomed.
I'd certainly start with some adaptogen. How much do you weigh, Mark?
225.
Okay. One of the problems with being a little larger is that no dosages are typically ever lined up for your body size. They're typically made for a 165-pound person. So often, things that a little more or something might work a little better for you than a little less. So three adaptogen is what I would recommend at breakfast, trying that and see if that will help support the best balance for the hormones throughout the body. And I'd be taking a look at a couple of other things. At your age, digestion would be the first thing that comes to my mind. So getting on the HCL detox kit, which you would take at the end of meals. And this guy, what you would do is, at your body size and your age, about 4 HCL and about 2 activator, but you could actually take more. And then at the start of meals, what you'd want is 2 quantum digest. And now you should be supporting digesting the food the way you did maybe 25 years ago. And this is usually at the heart of most of us when we just don't have the energy we'd like to have. This is usually the underlying or major problem. And when it's gone on a long time, we haven't digested our food well for a long time, then what we know is we disrupted the good bacteria in the gut. And so we can't make B vitamins, which are made in the small intestine, most of them. So you can try a little Max Stress B and see. I'd start out with maybe a half teaspoon, and every 3 days I'd increase it a half teaspoon until you hit 2 or 3 teaspoons, because you're a big guy, and see now if the energy is, if you've gotten a kick in the pants, has the energy gone up or not? If not, you could also add a little DHLA to that, where you would start with maybe a teaspoon. Actually, this one you don't have to build up like you do with the bees. This one you could start right out with about 2 teaspoons and see if this doesn't really reset your clock. The situation with the thyroid is such that if it's going to regenerate, it will. If it doesn't, then, you know, you've got to deal with what the marbles you got. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. That's the thing I've run into is I've been through 3 endocrinologists since the surgery in 2001, and they all keep prescribing either levothyroxine or Synthroid.
Yeah.
And
actually, it's very sad. It would be wonderful if you could request and they would humor you and give you some armor thyroid.
That's the issue. I've had 2 endocrinologists who flat refused.
Yeah, I understand.
And I actually got an appointment set up in the next few weeks here in the Portland, Oregon with a QRA practitioner.
Good.
And hopefully she can give me some insights on this, because I basically what it boils down to is I'm weary of being weary.
I hear you. I understand completely.
I don't sleep well. I get up, and within a few hours of getting up, I feel like I need to take a nap again.
Yeah, well, the sleeping poorly, I'm sure the QRA practitioner can help with, okay? And maybe even getting to the bottom of why the energy is the way it is, okay?
Okay.
But also some actual thyroid complex may be a great adjunct to the levothyroxine you're taking, okay?
One real quick question beyond this. I actually have been through three separate doses of radioactive iodine, also known as I-131,
to kill
off any excess thyroid cells in the body.
I see.
And that was part of the procedure because the cancer that I had was a follicular carcinoma.
I see.
It was encapsulated within the thyroid, but that was part of the regimen of treatment once the thyroid was removed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if my wife has asked me the same thing. Do you think there's a possibility that the radioactive iodine may have had some effect on your body?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And probably the best thing for the body in terms of supporting its own cleansing and detoxification globally would be some nano green tea and maybe some HM nano detox. And going on that, you're a big guy, so maybe 2 teaspoons of the nano green tea and maybe 1 teaspoon of the HM nano detox, and doing that for a good 6 months. I got to get out of here, though. If you have any other questions, stay there. Otherwise, I've got to sign off, okay?
I do.
Then hang for a minute, okay?
We'll
All right.